there is that which is able to create a supply for your every need, the Word of God, and the Spirit of Truth, the Holy Spirit, who helps us represent God's fullness on earth. In true intimacy, partnership, and fellowship with Him. Be a part of this and join us as the servant of God, Apostle Joshua Stellman, brings to you the Word of God with simplicity and power.
Hallelujah. Lift your hands and say, Father, thank you for tonight. I know you will do something in my life that has never been done before. Oh, bless him because his presence is in this place. Manda grasa bala kapos. Zipa kumbria stabala daba korata kresti bala. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible says, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to make you wise and to give you an inheritance among them that are sanctified. Lift your hands and say, Lord, let your word come tonight to set me free, to deliver me, to prosper me, to enlighten me, that I will rule in the day and rule in the night, that I will be a true ambassador of the kingdom. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's great to have everyone around this night. Good evening. Just walk up to 10 people, give them a big hug. Tell them it's good to have you around. Hallelujah. Why are you in a hurry to sit down tonight? Hallelujah. Don't worry, I understand it's the revelation that you are seated with Christ. Hallelujah. Can we worship God for just 2 minutes? Nina kawo ya bo. Na kawo ya bo
Sirkin salama
Kene Sirkin salama
Sirkin salama
Kene Sirkin salama
Sirkin salama
Ni na kawo ya bo Nakawo yabo
Sirkin salama
Kene Sirkin salama
Sirkin salama
Kene Sirkin salama
Sirkin salama
Shelala na mo sekari ana balara mo Leva maya na basana
Sirkin salama
Sir King Salama.
Sir King Salama.
Tonight, Lord, we declare that you are the King of Peace, the Prince of Peace. You have come to bless us tonight. Let your word bless us. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. God bless you. Please be seated. Hallelujah. The Bible says in his presence there is fullness of joy and pleasures at his right hand forevermore. Tonight I'll be teaching on something that I believe will change your life. Hallelujah. I know that every message that comes here is very powerful. But tonight, I want to share with you something very personal, and I believe it will bless you. Hallelujah. When God told me about this message, I didn't know what to call it. And then I had a dream this morning, and I saw the title, Commanding Results. I didn't write it, I saw it. I want to share with you something powerful tonight, if you will believe. Make champions out of this message, my Father. You see, many of you, when you hear the word like this, you just think it's a caption to motivate you. No, no. To the extent that I lacked what message would encapsulate, what title. And I said, Lord, you have to help me. And while I slept in the night, I just saw it. Call it commanding results. Hallelujah. What makes certain people to move in levels of results? Levels of power, the manifestations of the word of God. What makes certain ministries prosper and increase? What makes certain individuals look like angels and gods upon the earth? Hallelujah. What makes others very blessed and prosperous? What makes others influential and command such degree of power and grace from the throne? Commanding results. Never forget this message for the rest of your life. Please, final year students, open up your ears, your heart, your spirit, your life, and receive this message tonight. Oh, 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 oh. Have seen with our eyes the manifestations of your word. The ancients have told us that this was the secret of the power that commanded authority in their time. Tonight, Lord, as we explore this ancient book, I pray that the potency of your power will be made manifest in our lives. Lord, I pray that we will not disregard this revelation tonight. I pray that we will believe it, we will respect it, we will obey it. And Lord, we are sure that you will perform. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Matthew 21. Matthew 21. Say in the name of Jesus, the word of God is making me a sign and a wonder. Like the ancients of old, the generals of old, the mighty men of old, I am making history by the power of the word. I believe it. I respect it. In Jesus' name. Matthew 21. I'll start reading from verse 18. Matthew 21. If you're there, say amen.
Amen.
Now in the morning, as he returned to the city, he was hungry. Say he was hungry. So the first thing we see in this chapter is that there is hunger. Hallelujah. And when he saw a fig tree along the way, he came to it and found nothing on it but leaves. Say after me, but leaves. Only. And said to it, let no fruit grow on thee henceforth forever. And presently the fig tree withered away. The Bible says Jesus was walking, and then he saw a tree because he was hungry. Hallelujah. So every hungry man is satisfied when he eats of the fruit of a tree. Are you listening to me? And the Bible says that Jesus saw a tree from afar. It looked wonderful, green. And Jesus came to it and found out that it had only leaves and no fruit. Hallelujah. Only leaves and no fruit. And he was angry. It didn't look like he loved that tree, because he cursed the tree out of anger. He said, let no fruit come out of you again. Why do you keep deceiving people as though you are a tree that is blossoming? And you make hungry people come to you only to find out that there are only leaves and no fruit. Hallelujah. Okay, thank you. I am sure that Jesus was not the only one who had been deceived by that tree. That tree had a track record of deceiving many people by looking so green. Hallelujah. And every hungry person that was passing would see that tree and believe that that tree would satisfy its hunger. The Bible says when Jesus came close, he thought the leaves were in, the fruit was inside, and he pushed the evergreen leaf. No fruit. What kind of tragedy is this that a tree can grow to a full size, have leaves all over, and then there is no fruit? And Jesus cursed it in anger. Hallelujah. That tree reminds me of many lives and many believers. We look anointed, we talk anointed, we act anointed. Hallelujah. Reminds me of many ministries. Reminds me of many men of God, many pastors and apostles and prophets. Hallelujah. Reminds me of all kinds of people, many leaders. They look like they are green. They look attractive. Hallelujah. And then you come near only to